CrowPod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the CrowPod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I went to uni in my first year with a guy called, I affectionately coined, but not very cleverly coined, Crazy Daniel, right?
And I'm not a bad man.
I'm no kidding, he was a skinny wee guy for like, I think it was Canvas Line. He was built like the side of a fiver, but a heavy weirdo, right? We'd always get into these like completely erratic conversations about like his family or football or whatever, you know. And anyway, I think it was like Top Man or something had a fucking sale, so I went and I bought like a jumper and a jacket and a couple of pairs of denims, a couple of shirts and all the rest of it. We went into uni the next week, so I wear this jumper and it was a fucking dillion, right? My new jacket, my jumper, my boots and my jeans and that. Crazy Daniel's there, and he kind of like drifts around with me and another couple of guys doing this crazy shit. The following Monday at 9 a.m. we're walking into the Boyd Orr building at Glasgow Uni, and this cunt shows up and he's dressed exactly like me. Like, wearing the same shit that I was wearing like the week before. Fuck, what is going on? This is a fucking cycle. So a couple of weeks go by, and again, he's like started to buy the same trainers as all the boys are wearing and all the rest of it, right? Well, right, he must just be a fucking bit of a loser, you know? It'd be nice about it, but anyway, I'm leaving uni one day, and Crazy Daniel comes up, and he's like, you're going out to town? And we're like, going out of town? I was like, I am going out of town, actually. He's like, I thought I heard you say that earlier on in the week. I was like, right, okay. I'm like, right, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to YSL Corners to meet my mates. And he's like, all right, do you mind if I come? And I was like, oh, that's fine. So anyway, go in there because I had like 45 minutes to burn and I'm in waxes. And I ordered a Jack Daniels, or I ordered a pint of lager, and he wanted a Jack Daniels and Coke, so ordering my Jack Daniels and Coke, sitting, shooting the shit, getting usual Crazy Daniel shit. And order a second pint of lager and get him a second Jack Daniels and Coke. Now, it's like literally 1.5 Jack Daniels and Cokes in, he is fucking eyeballed, right? This cunt is fucking mortal, right? And we've been in there for about 25 minutes. I'm like, fuck. Jesus Christ, man, it's fucking 26. So it's getting pretty close to when I've got to meet my mates, and I'm like, I'm not losing capability over Crazy Daniel, not a fucking chance. So I walk him out and I leave him on his way, right? 2 weeks go by, you need Crazy Daniel, nowhere to be seen. I'm like, oh no, what the fuck is happening? Like, have I sent this cunt to the train station? He's ended up knocked down in the fucking Vic or somewhere. I'm like, oh no. But being a fucking 19-year-old, you don't really give a fuck. You're like, ah, oh, well, right? Midterm break's just around the corner and fucking Crazy Daniel shows up. And he's looking awfully ashen, right? Walk up pre-lecture, Crazy Daniel's there. I'm like, Crazy Daniel, Daniel, what are you doing, man? Like, where have you been? He's like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, my first point back to him was, where? He's like, just over here, like, I just need to talk to you in private. I was like, I was standing by myself, you fucking weirdo. Right, so he pulls me aside. I was like, I haven't seen you since that night in Waxies. What happened? He's like, I went home, I pulled my samurai sword off the wall. I tried to give it a Harry Carey. And the cunt said it with a straight face. I was like, what? I fucking tried to follow my sword. Bad report from the doctor, so I'd follow my shot. I fucking never felt anything like it, man. I was like, so you stab yourself in the chest? He's like, aye. I was like, you're looking awfully good for it. Oh, fucking crazy Daniel. Oh, crazy Daniel, man. Fucking mental bastard.
So in the end, he actually was crazy.
Chin up, crazy. Crazy Daniel, man.
Wait, you know what we should start doing? Let's ditch that Celtic fan thing and just start telling shit anecdotes. In fact, fuck it, let's just ditch the crowpon thing and just do shit anecdotes.
Let's just put hashtag Rangers on it and cunts will listen to it.
When did we start talking about Rangers? When did we sign this crazy Daniel cunt? We must be talking about Kuzan.
Can we start the first Crowpod initiative? Find crazy Daniel.
Hashtag pray for crazy Dan. Fuck. May or may not have a samurai sword and be dressed like Ross.